raise your hand if you have a question.
You understand me very well. Raise your hands if you have a question. I think everyone's so shy. Almost everyone.
Oh, one question, yes.
Oh, yes. That was a very deep question. I have to go deeply into my bag.
The question was, what is in Prabhuji's bag?
Something so nice. I can't wait to show you. It's cowbells. Listen to this. Aren't they nice? You like? Just imagine the sound of cowbells were everywhere instead of the horns and everything else. These are for the little calves, okay? What a pleasing to the heart sound. Yes. Very strongly, I appreciate that.
One last question, if anyone has.
No, you're next to the one, and then we always have room for one
more.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for the amazing class. Just clarifying that you said Krishna and Balaram always in Vrindavan. They never leave Vrindavan. And who goes to Mathura is actually Sankarshan and Vasudev.
Well, you say,
is that right?
Say Vasudev Krishna goes to Vrindavan.
Vasudev Krishna goes to
Mathura. It's called that, but it's actually, yeah, this is what our acharyas have concluded, that Vrindavanam Pratyaja Padam Ekam Nagatshati. Krishna never takes one step out of Vrindavan. He's captured there by the devotee's love. He can't leave.
And when I was just meditating on the only other person who lives with them is Mother Rohini. And when she's in Dwarka, when she's explaining the pastimes of, I'm just
only
so
Uddhava
hard to comprehend.
And,
yeah,
Uddhava and Rohini had witnessed the love of the Vrijvasis for Krishna. And Krishna, one of the reasons Krishna sent Uddhava, because Krishna in the Uddhava Gita says, amongst the Yadu dynasty, I am Uddhava. You have the most love for me. So Uddhava may be thinking, I have so much love for Krishna. So he sent them to the school of Vrindavan to learn what love and separation is like. You cannot tolerate a moment being without Krishna.
Because when you were mentioning that how when Krishna and Balaram were following the ankle bells,
yes,
and Mother Rohini was there,
yes,
that same Mother Rohini was in Dwarka. In that sense, obviously. Because Uddhava, he came later, but from that level, you know, she was there and she was there as well in Dwarka. So hard to comprehend what she would be feeling. And that's why she knows the heart of Krishna and Balaram.
And knows the heart of Mother Yashoda.
And who knows the heart of Mother Yashoda as well. So.
Something to meditate on. But it's incomprehensible from our little position, at least I can say for myself, so covered by material attachments and material desires. But yet, maybe some spark of desire. Maybe some spark of desire to be in that place. May that spark come alive in our hearts.
And also when we hit the pastime that when Krishna used to sleep at night, his pillow used to get wet because he was crying so much thinking of the Vrindavasis.
You've been reading Brihad Bhagavatamrita. Yes. Everyone is captivated by love. It's just, it's a natural condition of a soul. Yes, Prabhu, we are important.
Why
did
Nanda Maharaj and Yogi want Kamsa to find out what
they didn't want?
Yeah, but why? Because the sooner Krishna could kill Kamsa right then, then you wouldn't have to leave Vrindavan and go to Madhura.
We have a manager here. For sure. Right. But a father never thinks like that about his son. The mood of a father is always to protect the son. Always to protect. And the mother is really like that too. And that's the nature of love is like that. So they're not thinking, oh, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rather, they're thinking something quite different. Krishna is such a darling little boy, and he's so sweet and so beautiful. I have to take much care of him. And this is exactly what Gaudacharya told him. You take care of him. Even though he said Narayana Samoguna, he has all the qualities of Lord Narayana, still you protect him very carefully. And then he said, and then you take shelter of him too, and he'll protect you. So it is just the very nature, because the knowledge, this is the mystery of Braja, that different, when Arjuna saw Krishna's power, he became frightened. He said, forgive me for thinking of you as my friend. But when Mother Yasoda saw the universe within Krishna, she just said, close your mouth and don't eat dirt anymore. Because the sweetness of the love overpowers everything else. They even may know that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, but anyway, this is such a long topic. And Kartik, during the Damodar Lila, this comes out so much, that they only think of Krishna, they forget he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So it's like, I'll just end with this. Say if you one day become a billionaire and have $1 billion, and then when your mother sees you, she'll still see you as a little boy, and she's making sure you're eating enough. She's not going to, she won't even think about your wealth and your opulence and your power. Just because it's the love will make her see you always as a little boy. How old are you now?
Nine.
And how old are you? Six, almost seven in October. October 7th, was it?
October
6th. Oh, six, sorry. How old are you? Eight? When's your birthday? Excuse me? 13. Huh?
46.
19. I won't ask Sitaram. Ganesan Prabhu, hey, how old are you?
67.
Samahari Prabhu. 78, you're my Barubai. I'm only 77.
In the Janmudina, 71.
How old are you? In the Thai. Do you notice that we're all a year older than last year? And yet no one feels older? In a sense, inside, although the knees hurt more and the ankles hurt more, and you can't do this and you can't do that. Okay, we'll end before Mataji.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for